It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Some Colorado public land bills had a hearing in the Senate Tuesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One of the bills would increase Sarvis Creek Wilderness in Rout County by almost 7,000 acres. Another, the CORE Act, would protect more than 400,000 acres on the western slope. Senator John Hickenlooper says the bills have significant support on the ground, and
both of these bills play a significant role in our $17 billion outdoor recreation economy.
But the Forest Service testified against the bills, saying the administration is focused on timber, energy, and mineral priorities. Another bill, the Cross-Boundary Wildfire Solutions Act, fared better. The bill would streamline wildfire mitigation collaboration between different levels of government. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has set new climate targets for natural gas utilities like Xcel Energy. CPR's Sam Prash has more.
Natural gas burned in buildings for heating or cooking accounts for about a tenth of Colorado's climate warming emissions. To shrink the problem, state lawmakers approved a first-in-the-nation law in 2021. It requires investor-owned gas utilities like Xcel Energy to cut their emissions 22% by 2030. On Monday, state utility regulators set the next target, 41% by 2035. That means Xcel Energy must continue to find ways to shift their customers from natural gas to electricity. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This week's storm dumped several feet of powder in the mountains. Chase Kiso is an editor on the website On the Snow, which tracks ski conditions. He says some ski areas could get upwards of 30 inches in the next week and a half.
That's going to open up so much terrain because it is staying cold. So the cats can get out, they can groom it, they can pack it down. I'm going to guess that week of Christmas is going to be when it really starts to kick off and you can get out and start seeing more of the mountain.
Several ski areas had to delay their openings this season due to lack of snow. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.